Greetings, all you dangerous bastards. It's the Danger Hour. It's back. It's back. I'm your host, James Danger, Constable Jamesy Poo Dangerous. That's me. And we're here for another audio ride into Radioland. And I've got the bull by the fucking horns, and we're going to ride this thing all the way out into Parrot, into the sunset. Oh, man, it's 2013. Who saw that coming? It sounds like it sounds more like the future, right? It's 2013. You know, once it hits the teen numbers, it's more legit. It's a real deal. We are in the future. We are presently in the future. Still waiting for the goddamn flying cars. Nah, yeah, we talked about that. It'd be just chaos. People would be crashing into each other, and they can't even fucking drive right now. Can you imagine in Southern California with flying cars as soon as it starts to drizzle? You know how bad they are on wheels. Fucking Armageddon in the sky. Anyway, it's 2013. This is the very first Danger Hour in 13. And I got to tell you, all these superstitious assholes are going to be freaking out this whole year, right? You know, the black cat people and the don't walk under the ladder. Don't open the umbrella in the house. What are you thinking? 13's a no good number. What are they going to do this whole time? You going to stay inside the whole year? Idiots. Come on. Speaking of that, all you Mayan assholes. The Mayan calendar. We're all doomed. Look what happened with that. We're all still here. Oh, man. I wish I could see the dude. I know they're out there. The dude that cashed in all his shit. Liquidated all of his assets. You know, cashed in. Just to go blow it all before the whole world went up in shit. Oops. Anyway. 2013. And, people freak out about that whole number. It's an evil number. I happen to like the number a lot, actually. And, maybe because of the hotel thing, you know, there's no 13th floor. Maybe this year won't even really exist. Maybe this is like a freebie. You can do whatever you want this year because it won't count. Always wanted to have gay sex? Now's your chance. This year is going to be like the Vegas saying, you know? What happened in 13 stays in 13. It's a free pass for all of you assholes out there. You can do whatever you want. Well, probably not. Because, you know, if I ever go to a hotel and I'm... if I can pick the floor, I'm going to pick the 14th floor. You know why? Yeah, you know why. It's going to be on the 13th floor. You're not fooling me, assholes. I know what's up. So what, if something big happens this year? Some huge event? It's going to be like, oh, that happened in 14. Stupid. Speaking of weird shit. Today I saw something kind of strange. I was walking, and I work outside, as always. I work outside in neighborhoods. You'll find me. Just follow the trail of my seeds that I plant. So I was walking, and this huge fucking white bird flew right towards me. Kind of scared me because it looked really big. And then it landed 2 feet in front of me on a fence. Literally 2 feet in front of me. And it happened to be the biggest one I've seen, a white dove. A white dove. I know most people are like, oh my God, that's like an angel. It's like godly and stuff. I don't know. What is a dove? It's a fucking pigeon, right? It's a white pigeon. And what are pigeons? You all know it. They're flying rats. They're a fucking nuisance. Everyone hates pigeons, I would imagine. How come there's a white one and all of a sudden, oh my God, look at this. It's so beautiful and wonderful. What makes that? Oh, because white is right. Oh, okay. I see what happened there. I get it. White people struck again. Flipping something around. All right. Speaking of that, what about a white knight? It's always the white knight's a good guy, right? Stereotype. Making the black guy the bad guy again. It's fucking whites, man. They're on top of everything. Anyway. I was thinking about it. Like, okay, I seen this dove. Okay, it appeared. It's got the symbolisms with doves are always very, peacetime and pure and heavenly and all that shit. So I'm thinking, okay, what is the significance of me seeing, what is the significance of this dove making such a dramatic fucking entrance like he did? like flapping his wings like crazy and, you know, coming down towards me like, all right, you got my attention. Then he lands on the fence, looking all majestic and shit. He's got his chest puffed up, looking fucking quite dapper if you ask me. And it's like, what is the significance of this event here? I wrote this on, actually, you wouldn't see it. It's not on my Danger Hour Instagramsies. It's on my private one that you will not have access to because I want to keep my private life private. Anyways, I said, what if this is a sign that maybe I'm going to be responsible for somehow making world peace? Maybe it's up to me. Is it my duty now to try to settle peace throughout the world? I don't know. Maybe it's peace in my own life. Wow, look at that. I'm getting deep now. Maybe I should make peace with all of my enemies. Maybe I should do that. Nah, I won't do that. Maybe it means I'm going to die. I thought about that right away, too. Oh, is this, maybe it's not the crow after all. Maybe the crow's the good guy. Maybe this is the reverse. Maybe the white knight, you know? Maybe it's the white dove is the evil fuck. And he's coming to give me a message like, hey, asshole, you're running out of time. Who knows? I think it's going to simplify my death, though. So maybe this is my final will and testament. If that's the truth, then, let's see. I would like my guitar to go to my cousin, Dominic. Who? And my computer. My other prized position. I want that to be destroyed. I don't want you all finding whatever I got in here because it could be... It could tarnish my valuable reputation. My prestigious reputation. Anyway, I'm just rambling. Let's get on with this. 2013 is starting, the Danger Hour anyway, it's starting with three firsts. Okay? Three first-time things are happening right now on this show that have never happened in any other show. I'm going to tell you the first one. I'm drinking whiskey on the rocks. Whiskey on the rocks. You gotta say it tough when you say that. If you ever go to a bar and they ask you what you're drinking, stranger? I'll drink a whiskey on the rocks. I'll take three fingers of... Yeah, that's acceptable too. I'll take three fingers of whiskey. That'll work. You gotta have like a Batman style voice. I'll take a whiskey. Anyway. I haven't been a real man until this point. Now I'm officially a real man. That's right. I've just been playing fucking, I've been having Playhouse the last, when am I start drinking? 17. What is that? Yeah, next 12 years I've been just fucking around. Haven't been really being serious about it. But I know what some of you were thinking, probably like Nature Boy. That's not a real man. I don't use ice in my drink. That's how he sounds, by the way. Yeah, you're probably right. I'm probably really not a real man because I have ice in my drink. I think a real man should drink it straight up, right? Nothing in it. What do they call that? I don't know. I'm not even cool enough to know the fucking name for that. I was a bartender. I don't even know the fucking name. Is it called straight up? I don't know. Maybe. I wasn't a very good bartender. But yeah, maybe I'm just a young man still. Or a preteen. Speaking of, I'm going to take a drink really quick. Oh, by the way, it's Maker's Mark. Yeah, I'm a fancy boy. Hashtag pinky up. Fancy James tonight, drinking his Maker's Mark on the rocks. Okay, the other first for tonight is I'm recording the day of the show's release, meaning as soon as I'm done with this, I'm going to put some final polishing touches. What is that? Finishing polishes, touching polish. I don't know. And then I'm going to release it. That's never been done. I've never recorded and then put it out the same day. And I'll tell you why I'm doing that. It's not really by choice. I recorded this show originally on December 28th. That's right. How long ago was that? Let's see. Today's the 2nd. 1, 2, 3. Was that 4 days ago? 5 days? 5 days ago. Wow. No, the reason I am re-recording is because I recorded it, of course, you know, the holidays and all that shit. So I didn't have too much free time, but I did have that day. I just looked at the day, whatever. Whatever day that was, I had that free time. And I'm like, I'm going to do it real quick. So I ran in here. I did the shit, you know. And then once I started recording, like 5-10 minutes into it, I'm like, I don't fucking feel like doing this. I was in the mood. It just felt like I was forcing it. Like a woman. I'm not in the mood, but if you want to, we'll do it. And it's like, those times are not that fun. So this was like the pity fuck, but it was like the pity show. So when I started editing it, I was like, you know what? I think that was pretty shitty. So then I started editing it. I'm like, yeah, this is probably no good. I'm pretty out of it. Kind of depressed sounding, actually. I think I was just buzzed already. I don't know what the problem was. Anyway, all I said is the danger our fans... No, there's no fans, only listeners. The danger our listeners do not deserve this shit product. They deserve the best quality. And that's what I give you. Not really. But all right. What else I got here? Yeah, so that's, you know, that's the three times. And even though I think... I know what you're saying. But James... Didn't you drink whiskey on the 28th and that would be the first time? Yeah, you know what? Go fuck yourself. That's semantics over here. Over here. Fuck it. Let's go over here. All right. I'm recording this one. This is going to go out, so this is the first time. All right. Let me tell you what I had for my pre-show shot. I had a Jello shot. Is that cheating? It has shot right in the title. I'm going to tell you something. We had a New Year's Eve party here. It was kind of a last-minute deal. It actually happened, on Christmas Day. Mars, who was on the show, shout out to Mars. She's like, are you guys having a New Year's thing this year? And I'm like, no. You'd better. You should have something. Come on. And the other sisters got involved, and, you know, then it became like, well, I guess. I didn't really have any plans, to be honest with you. So I said, all right, fuck it. So, you know, I sent the invites out to everybody, even though I was fairly sure everyone had plans already. And so, yeah, it wasn't too big of a turnout. Just a good 12 people. But, hey, I was fine. It was fun. I'm not complaining. We had we have this thing I like to do. I've only done it twice because I don't want to fucking kill it. I only want to save it for cool times. It's like a name tag deal that I came up with. I think I came up with it. I got name tags from like some, I don't know, whatever. You can find them like a party store. Hello, my name is blah, blah, blah. So I get these name tags and I write down different fucked up names, for example. And, you know, I'm not proud of it. Yes, I am. Faggot. That's one of them. Let's see. Cocksucker was one of them. What was the good ones? Cum Guzzler. That was a good one. Super Cunt. That was my favorite. Anyway, you get the drift. I wrote all these names down, all these name tags, and I put them inside my jacket pocket because it was cold. It's been cold as fuck in this place, actually, to tell you the truth. Right now, I'm wearing a goddamn robe. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm wearing a robe. This place is ridiculously fucking cold. It's like, you know, it's old. There wasn't any insulation put in the walls, so you can feel it completely. Anyways, that's besides the point. So anyways, everyone's wearing coats and jackets that night. And drinking. So I have these name tags in my jacket pocket. Every time somebody would come over, you know, like, hey, we're here. Open the door, and here comes, you know, what's it called? Cynthia, my wife's youngest sister. And so I'm like, all right, here's the name. Oh, you do the name tag thing? I love that thing. So she happened to be there for the first time I did it. So I pull out the name tag, and out comes Super Cunt. And I was fucking ecstatic because she deserves that name tag. No, she's one of these girls that might be a little bit uptight about certain things. So I'm like, oh, that's fucking perfect. I'm glad that she got Super Cunt. And so she's like, I don't want this one. And, you know, made her keep it. And so here's the whole point. You got to put the name tag on your jacket or your shirt, whatever the fuck you're wearing, for everyone to see. And there's only 12 people, so it's not that hard to remember. But the first time I did it, it was like 30 or 40 people over. And everyone had name tags on. And, you know, I'm Faggot, by the way. I don't know if I told you that. I picked the Faggot name. And so Super Cunt, you know, Faggot. Barbara came over. He was, what the hell was he? Dildo. So, okay. So you're hanging out, and if he goes, if Barbara goes, oh, hey, James, what did you call me? God damn it, faggot. And he's got to take a drink of his drink. He's got to, you know, chug a drink. It's a great fucking game. And I will let you have it. I will give you that happiness. It's fun as shit. So, you know, you can make up any names you want, and or you can have them make up their own names, but it's more fun if you do it. Because you can have some kind of control. Actually, the first time I did it, I gave myself my own name of My Lord. So every time they called me, they'd have to say, My Lord. Excuse me, My Lord. Are the hot dogs done? And I'd be like, yes, dildo. They are done. So that's a good time. It's a good one. I like that. I think I should do it more often. But it might, yeah, like I said, I might kill it off. I might overplay it. But anyways, that's a good one. But we also did this thing that I stole from Natalie's uncle called, I don't know, it's not actually called anything. It's just you wrap something up in Christmas wrapping, and everyone in the party puts a buck into the pot beforehand, before they even know what it is. So everyone puts a dollar in the fucking pot, and you pass around this gift, or not really a gift, it's a fucking item that you have around your house. You wrap it up pretty good so no one can rip it or anything. And then, you know, they can squeeze it, they can shake it, they can, you know, do anything they want except try to fucking break it or rip the paper. And everyone tries to guess what it is. Now, whoever gets the answer right gets the whole fucking pot. It's a great time, and it only costs a buck. So that was fun. I'm giving you good ideas, people. Take them and run. And we played other games, too. But, you know, beer pong, King's Cup, it was a fucking blast. I'm just kind of rubbing it in. I have fun times. I don't know. Who cares? And here's my point of this whole thing. I said to everyone, the Danger Motel is open for business. You guys are all going to... I fucking washed all kinds of blankets. We have like a sofa couch. Couch sofa, what is that called? I cleaned the fuck out of that. New sheets, everything. Cleaned up my daughter's bed because she wasn't there. And so she's got a twin size bed. You know, one of the girls could have slept in it. I did all this fucking cleaning up is essentially what I'm telling you. It took me a while, dude. I cleaned it. I made sure everything was nice. Everything was clean. Clean sheets, clean blankets, clean pillows, the whole fucking deal. Nobody stayed. It's like, you motherfuckers. Here's the whole point. It's New Year's Eve. The whole point is to get shit-faced and have a good time, right? No one really got shit-faced. I mean, people got drunk, but it wasn't like I expected, like, you know, other years where people were like fucking, some of them were puking, but I guess you don't want to get that crazy. But super cunt, it's like, oh, where are you going? Come on, hang out. I'm not going to stay the night. I'm going to go home. It's like, why? Because I want to wake up in my own bed. I don't fucking understand this. I don't get people that say that. I want to wake up in my own bed. Well, sure, that's something that you'd prefer. But I mean, come on. It's New Year's. You're driving like 30 miles. Fucking take the, you know, take advantage of the whole situation. You got a place, you got your own, you know, fucking bed to sleep in. Maybe not be your bed, but it's not the fucking floor. I don't get it. I guess, you know, I don't, am I getting too old? Or am I, you know, no, they're like 24. What the fuck? I'm the one still on party mode. Like, all right, let's keep going. Let's keep drinking. Oh, no. We're going to go sleep down in our own beds. That's enough for us. It's like, what the fuck? Do I just know the wrong people? Do I get a party with other people? Like Nature Boy, he was with me to the end. And he just, actually, he did sleep over. He made love to my couch, as usual. And I spent my New Year's. I was the last man standing. Everyone else was gone. Everyone else was sleeping in the house. Just my wife and Nature Boy. Everybody else took off, and I'm there drinking. Because he went out pretty fucking quick. I'm there, you know, to my last beer. I had my last Jello shot with me. Reflecting on the evening's festivities. And here's how my New Year ended. I'm drinking a what is it called? A fucking, like a Viking beer. Icelandic beer or some shit. And I'm listening to the soothing sounds of Nature Boy snoring. Yeah, the whole thing. And then I went to bed. The next day, though, I woke up hungover. Not that bad, but pretty hungover. Had a big bowl of soup that my wife made, this amazing fucking soup she made. And just chilled out on the couch. Just fucking sat there. Like a zombie. You know, had plenty of water. Kids weren't around. I was by myself. The wife was still in bed. But I was hoping to watch the Rose Bowl. Joke's on me, though. The fucking Rose Bowl doesn't come on regular TV. So I'm watching this bullshit Rose Parade. I got to tell you, this fucking Rose Parade is nonsense. You know, I'm sorry if you guys are fans of this fucking thing, but it's really retarded. You got to be like a brain-dead fuckhead to enjoy this thing. You sit there and you're just watching people walk by. You know what you're watching? A bunch of nerdy high school kids in the band walking, playing, blowing on instruments. And you're watching old white people on horses. That's all you're watching. That's the whole parade. Oh, and the beautiful, majestic floats that drive by at 4 miles an hour. And they're all fucking, you know, the robotics just going up and down, up and down. A fucking cat's eyeballs blinking. Really? This is something to see? But I got to tell you, the worst part of the whole thing is the fucking announcers. I mean, the woman's all right. But this dude, I think his name is Bob Eubanks. He's fucking horrible. This guy has that fake fucking nonsense voice, you know? Just the cliche announcer. Oh, and here comes the Norco women on their horses. Look at that. And as you know, Norco is a USA horse town. Get the fuck out of here with that guy. And he carries out the end of his sentence a little too long. And, you know, if you have footage of this, listen to it. I'm not exaggerating. And today, the 124th, is it 24th? Or the 124th annual Pasadena Rose Parade is brought to you by Honda. Go fuck yourself, Bob Eubanks, if that's your real name. There was this one part. I got to tell you, I watched a little too much of this fucking thing. There was this one part where this guy, and it's the same bullshit prank every time, right? And, you know, next up is this private something, or maybe it wasn't a private. I'm probably disgracing him right now. Lieutenant, I'll call him Lieutenant, fuck it. Lieutenant something or other is coming out here to surprise his wife and his son. And, you know, it's the same deal. And, you know, I'm going to tell you something. What's the girl's name? Let's just call her Rachel. I'm going to tell you something, Rachel. They don't know that he's coming here. They think that they're going to give him a, you know, video to say hello to him in Afghanistan, but he's going to surprise them. You know, the same fucking, oh yeah, it's beautiful, it's nonsense, but at the same time. So the guy sees him and like, oh my God, it's you, right? She didn't look too happy about it, but the kid looked, yeah, the kid wasn't even that happy either. They gave the guy a hug and then the fucking announcer, oh, you talk, I can't talk right now, this is touching. Oh. Fucking Bob Eubanks. I'm sorry, am I just a hateful asshole? You don't like the Rose Parade? It's so beautiful. It is pretty, it's pretty impressive what they do with all these flowers. How they turn all this shit. Yeah, I don't know, but it seems like they chop them up. And what do they chop them up and put them to like a fine paste? It looks too nice. I don't know. Anyways, back to the Rose Bowl. I didn't see that. I watched some other fucking bowl. They make up these weird names now. It's like the fucking kayak bowl. The kayak bowl next coming up. Next up is the tree bowl. Yeah, Wisconsin and Stanford. Yeah, I saw the end of that one. But anyways, my point is I wanted to watch some football and I was disappointed with the fucking Rose Bowl. I don't know. I'm retarded. Am I the only guy with no fucking cable? Am I that guy? The only fucking asshole left with only 2 through 13? Oh, man. It's funny because I was watching NFL with Monkey Boy the other day, Sunday. And we were sitting on the couch and they show some highlights from the Redskins game. And I'm like, wait a second. I never really thought about it. The name Redskins, you know, the Washington Redskins, that's really fucking offensive. And he goes, why? It's not that bad. I was like, dick. It's got a fucking Indian on the side of the helmet. They're called the Redskins. You know, most teams, like, okay, there's the high school style teams like, oh, the Mustangs, the Wildcats, the Colts. All that shit. You know, the NFL is the same thing. The Ravens. I said the Colts. The Dolphins, which is a gay one, but you know what I'm talking about. There's the Lions. There's like that kind of style. Then there's a style of something that means something to the, you know, the particular place they're from. The Steelers. Big fucking steel town, whatever. Pittsburgh, all that shit. All those mines and all that they got there. That makes sense. Steelers, great. It's a good name. What else is there? Is that it? I can't think of it. Most of them are animals. Rams, eagles, that kind of shit. There's the Giants. But, the Patriots. Yeah, Patriots. There you go. That's another one. It's from, Massachusetts. All that colonial bullshit. One if by land, two if by sea. The Redcoats are coming. Don't you see? Did that rhyme? Or just, I don't know. Anyways, so you get it. Then we got the Redskins. What does that mean? Washington, D.C., the Redskins. Is that an homage to slaughtering all those people back in the day? Take over the country? Because it's at the nation's capital. Maybe that's what it's for. I don't know, but I thought that was weird. And he goes, like, it's not that bad. It's like, Dick, think about it. What if there was a black dude on the side of the helmet with an afro and it's called the Blackskins? Would that fly? You tell me. And now this week for the playoffs is the Indianapolis Colts, Colts and the Washington Blackskins. it's time for some Maker's Mark. Pinky up. Yeah, I don't know. Am I alone on that? Probably. But probably not. I'm sure there's a whole lot of Indians on my side. Besides, I'm part Indian, goddammit. I got a right to speak up. Yaki. No, not Yaki. Yaki. From Arizona. All right, next up we got here is, here we go. This is some real meat and potato shit. This is the time I failed you, dangerlings, dangerheads. Dangerous bastards, I failed you. I'm going to tell you why. I was driving to work. And I go to work, try to leave the house at 5:40. That's right. Try to. This day I'm running a little bit late. I left at 5:53. So I listen to the... Sometimes I just listen to podcasts. But this particular day I'd put on the radio. And the station 95.5 KLOS. That's classic rock. I like that station. It's pretty solid, I think, in my opinion. And in the morning, there's... Frosty, but no, it's just Heidi and Frank. Formerly Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, which I would listen to all the time when I was shuttling Toyota with all the Asians. Came on after Howard Stern. So, yeah, that's pretty impressive if you can follow Howard Stern. So you got to know that they had some talent, right? Anyways... Don't know what happened to Frosty. He's up in Frisco doing his own deal. But Heidi and Frank are down here now. They got the show this year, or the October or November of last year. So they're relatively new, but I enjoy the fuck out of that program. It's good. Anyway, so this particular morning, they're talking about UFC with the UFC girl, the first female fight coming up, I believe, in February. And so, they're about to give out tickets. And I was like, oh, fuck, that would be awesome because it's going to be taking place in the Honda Center in Anaheim. And so they came up with this thing. And like, oh, the UFC. And then Heidi says, by the way, she's like, she's a lesbian. I don't know if I didn't say that right. He's a badass motherfucker, dude, this guy Frank. He's like, really sharp, always on top of shit, always has a comeback. Really smart dude, really fucking, really funny, bright. Just a man's man kind of dude. But... anyways, and she's a dykey chick. She's been with her lover for a while. It's been years, so it's not like some kind of phase or anything. But they had this thing. Sorry, I'm sidetracking, but this is kind of important to the story. They had this thing in the past. They're talking about that movie Lincoln with Daniel Day-Lewis, and how Daniel Day-Lewis is just one of these dudes that when he films a movie, he stays in character the whole time. No matter if they're not even filming, he can be at the craft service table eating some fucking crackers. And, if someone comes up to him, you have to approach him. That's what he's demanded. That you have to approach him and call him Mr. President at all times. One of these fucking guys. But you know what? I can't knock him too much because he really is the fucking best of the best. Maybe the best. He's a good fucking actor, And, hey, I'll give it to him. Do it all you want. Can you imagine that? Excuse me, Mr. President, you want another cracker? Would you like some more crackers, Mr. President? Anyway, so they were trying to show how preposterous this idea was. And they were, Frank had this thing to call Heidi Mr. Lesident because she's a lesbian. So that was the whole fucking joke. Now, cut to the morning I was driving to work. They come up with this thing. All right. Because she's like, oh, yeah, girls or fighters always have cool names. Like, if I was a fighter, what would my name be? And so he goes, you heard it, folks. If you got a good name for Heidi as a fighter, call in now. And so I call in immediately because I want to win these fucking tickets to UFC because, you know, why not? I got no problem going to UFC fight. I love watching them, so it'd be cool to go to one. For free, by the way. So I call in, first time. To be expected. It's like, fucking all right. Call again. I don't even have any idea for what I'm going to say. I'm just calling immediately just to, you know, give myself a shot, and hopefully I can think of something before then, before I'm put on the spot. So the second time I call, I'm like, holy fuck, it's ringing. No way. And I told you, it's like 6:03 this time. It rings like probably 15, not even, like 10 seconds. Howdy, Frank, how can I help you? And I was like, holy shit, no way I got in. But, you know, this is a screener. It's not the chick. And so I go, hey, good morning. I'm like, I got a name for Heidi and Frank. Oh, yeah, what is it? And so, you know, I had a better name, but I went with the more radio-friendly name first, because if I went with my original choice, she probably would have said, I don't know. So my plan was to get on with the, you know, the less offensive name and then bust out the gold after that. And so she's like, okay, what do you got? I was like, all right. Heidi, the mighty Mr. Lesident. And she goes, all right. Okay, that's good. She goes, what's your name? Now, here is the whole fucking point. Here is the whole caboodle of why I bring this... caboodle. The whole reason I bring up this whole story of how I failed you, Dangerlings. I know that was a long buildup, but my failure will... it's going to be worth it. So my whole plan, besides getting UFC tickets, of course, but my whole plan has always been, if I could ever get into a radio show, I'm going to talk, promote the Danger Hour. Get it out there somehow. So here's what my plan was. She goes, okay, great. What's your name? This is all I say. Danger. And she goes, what's your name? Like, you fucking retard. What did you say to me? And so I panicked, dude. I panicked and I choked. And I go, oh, James Danger. Okay, James, great. Hold, please. I was like, fuck, dude. She's not going to say my whole name. She's just going to go with James. So that's my failure number one. But hold on. Wait. Did I get it back? Did I prove myself? That's the question. And we'll find out right now. So I'm on hold. I'm like, fucking A. Okay, here we go. Don't fail. When you're getting on the air, you have to, you know, promote the show. You got to do it. So then, you know, while you're on hold for a radio station, you can hear, because there's a delay from when you hear it on the radio, so you can hear the actual time. So I turn my radio down, and, you know, I'm listening to them. The guy before me gave some bullshit response. Like, I'm like, my name's way better than his. I got a better shot at winning the tickets already. So they go, all right, great, let's go to line 3 with James. And I'm like, oh, fuck, that's me. I'm James. So he goes, James, good morning. So I'm going, like, you know, I'm going to try to remember as much as I could, because this happened a while back. Like a month ago. And so I'm like, hey, Heidi and Frank, good morning. How you doing? He's like, oh, great, James, what's up? So what's your name for Heidi? And it's like, all right. And, you know, I give him a real good build up to, you know, I'll put on my character and the whole that fucking thing. I put in my energy. And so I go, all right, here he goes. So once Heidi's announced into the ring, you know, you can hear the announcer go, and in this corner is Heidi, the mighty Mr. Resident. And then, you know, they laughed. Not as much as I hoped they would, but, you know, they laughed. You know, caused some more conversation, and you know, and I jumped him right away. Though I go, hold on, I got a better one though. Oh, really? You do? I was like, yeah. You know, that one was more like, you know, the softer version, but this is the more like hardcore one, because, you know, she's got to sound scary. So here's your scarier name. I'm like, all right, let's hear it. Heidi, the mighty Bull Dyke. And they laughed harder for that one, which I was hoping they would. You know, I like that name. I thought it was kind of cool, but, you know, not the best you can come up with. But they, you know, I start laughing. Then they start to, you know, spark some conversation between them, going back and forth about Bull Dyke, da 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 da. So I'm on the air still, and, you know, I'm like, all right, the whole time they're talking, I'm like, okay, I gotta find a way to get the fuck in this conversation and promote the Danger Hour somehow. I gotta do it. Because, you know, my whole plan originally was, oh, Danger, you're on line 3. I'm like, what kind of name is that, Danger? And then I would say, oh, yeah, because I got the podcast, The Danger Hour. Great, you hear it, you know, www.dangerhour.com. That kind of deal, right? That didn't happen. So while they're like going back and forth, I'm like, fuck, I got to have a way to get in here and talk about the show. So like, I'm like, all right, as soon as one of them stops talking, as soon as it's like fucking pause, I'm going to jump in and throw something like, hey, yeah, the Danger Hour, just whatever I can do. So, okay, I'm waiting. I'm like, all right, here we go. So I'm waiting. As soon as there's a break, I'm going to jump in. And then I got disconnected. The fucking screener hung up on me because I wasn't saying anything for a while. And that, boys and girls, is how I failed you. I'm sorry. I'm a failure. But I got to tell you, I was on a fucking high from getting on the air. I'm a celebrity now. I've been on national radio. Look at that. Oh, and by the way, in case you were wondering, the guy that won the tickets had a way better name than mine. Buster Hyman. All right. And next up, I got Christmas updates. Oh, hold on. Hold on. What do you think about that one? Yeah. All right. Eggnog. Last show, me and Lito, we talked about eggnog. We never tried it before. And I was on a mission to try eggnog. So this year I got excited about it. After that show, I told my wife about it. She's like, you know what? I'm in the mood for eggnog now. I'm like, you like it? Oh, yeah, I like eggnog. It's pretty good. And so I'm like, all right. So we go looking for it, which was not an easy feat. But we did find it, finally, at a 7-Eleven. Seriously, everyone was sold out of that shit. I went to 2 stores, to be honest. Nah, 3 stores. Close by stores. I didn't go all over the fucking planet looking for this shit. So we find it at the local 7-Eleven. And we go home. I'm excited. You know, I'm can't wait. And I pour a glass of it. And it sucks. It's no good. I fucking didn't like it. I did not like it at all. I tried it first straight up. And then I tried it spiked with the rum. No good. Did not like it. Sad day, my friends. I was kind of depressed, actually. It's like, God damn it. I thought for sure I was going to like it. I think I just psyched myself up to like it, but yeah. What can I tell you? Eggnog. Fucking sounds gross, by the way. Want some eggnog? All right. Another thing about Christmas is I screwed up, kids. I did not hide. I blame my wife, actually, because she's not here. I'll blame her. My wife and I did not hide the presents for our kids well enough. Actually, we didn't even fucking hide them. We had them in our room, like about to wrap them. And, you know, we didn't for some reason. We just left. I will leave them here. We'll do them tonight. And my kid goes into our room to find out my wife's hairbrush, my daughter. And the hairbrush is actually about where the presents are. So she fucking comes to my wife. I'm in the studio doing some stuff, and she comes in. Guess what? She found the presents. I'm like, what? And you know, she's like, she went into our room. Da 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 da. So, anyways, I almost blew fucking Christmas because all the presents she saw were supposedly from Santa Claus. So I couldn't fucking wrap them now. The cover was blown. So just, you know, we had to go out and get a couple more fucking extra ones and spend more fucking money because we were retarded and we messed up. And thank God my mom actually got them some extra shit and had Santa written on it. So she saved the day. Look at that. But yeah, if you're a parent out there, you know, I guess we're just retarded. It's pretty fucking obvious. Hide the shit, right? How stupid am I? Are we? And what else about Christmas? Speaking of presents, I fucking hate opening presents. Do you? Do you actually like doing this? To me, it's one of the most awkward positions you can be put in, ever. Somebody hands you something wrapped up in paper. You got to rip this paper off, open it, and be happy with what they gave you. Even though if you're not, you can't. Are you? I don't know. Can you do that? Are you the kind of person that can be like, oh, great, tube socks? I can't do that shit. And, you know, my mom is notoriously a kind of a bad gift giver. Here, I got you something. I want to see you open it. It's like, oh, fuck me. And I also got a present from my mother-in-law. It's just like, it's so fucking awkward and horrible. Here's my new philosophy on this. Do not make somebody open a gift that you got for them in front of you unless you are a fucking positive that you knocked it out of the park with this one. Unless you know this is going to blow them away, don't even bother because no one likes that shit, okay? Don't do that shit. Just, for example, my wife, she did it this year, man. She asked me, what are you on for Christmas this year? And we happened to be in BevMo when she asked me that. And I was getting some beer to take to like a party or a Christmas thing or something, her uncle's. And maybe my own parents, I don't know. So we happened to be walking in BevMo, and when she asked me that, I happened to be walking by a bottle of Maker's Mark. I'm like, hey, give me a bottle of whiskey, a good one. Well, which one do you like? I'm like, right there. That one right there. She goes, oh, really? Okay. You sure that's what you want? I was like, yeah, why not? I did not expect her to actually do it, but here I go. I open this, she goes, here's your present. And so she hands it to me. It's not the shape of a whiskey bottle at all. It's in a box. But I open it, and it's one of these like gift fucking boxes that come with two glasses. And I was like, wow. That's a present. You can be like, fuck yeah, dude. You knocked it out this time. Good for you. And the glass is like, you know, the Maker's Mark have like that waxy type deal hanging, you know, pouring off, dripping down the sides. So these cool glasses have that shit, the same deal. And it's fucking awesome. And I'm actually drinking a bit of it right now. So right now I'm going to take a drink in honor of my wife. Hey, you fucking did it this time. She knows that the way to my heart is through my liver. Salud. Yeah, that's my new philosophy with gifts, okay? Just please follow it. Or you know what? I would prefer you don't give me a gift at all. If it's not that good of a gift and you want me to open it in front of you, just don't even bother. I would much rather not have any gift to open. I hate being put on the spot like that. Anyway, let's get a downer real quick. I was thinking about this whole Christmas idea, you know, during the whole Christmas time. And I was thinking, oh, actually, you know, the elf on the shelf deal. There's a whole lot of very detailed stories with Christmas, okay? There's a whole fucking folklore, a whole mythology, this whole deal. You know, all these different characters, you know, all these different stories, all these different mythos, if you will. Christmas mythos, you know? You got Santa Claus, you got Mrs. Claus, you got the reindeer, you got elves, you know, and each fucking, each reindeer has their own name, you know? Detailed shit. Each reindeer has their own name. I mean, there's, Scratchy and Grumpy and Happy and Sappy, all those fucking guys. And, you know, Santa Claus, it's got the, you know, white dude, big beard. Isn't he supposed to be an elf also? Am I right about that? Like a big fat elf? You know, I got the red and white suit on with the goofy hat, big black boots, the mittens. He's a whole character. There's details about him. Okay? Maybe even a whole house, a pipe in his mouth. Wasn't corn cob pipe? What the fuck? Little glasses. The whole deal. And, you know, Mrs. Claus, they've all got their looks. My whole point is they've all got very specific details about them. You know, and there's all these traditions about Christmas. You know, there's the sleigh, gifts, you know, milk and cookies for Santa Claus. He comes down the chimney, hang up the stockings. There's a whole fucking thing. You get it? You know what I'm saying? There's a tree. And once a kid becomes wise to it, you know, once a kid starts getting smart, like, hey, wait a second. How can Santa Claus go to everyone's house in the whole world in one night and give them presents? How can he do that? And it's always the same story, right? Well, you gotta have Christmas spirit, Johnny. You gotta believe in Santa Claus. It's about the Christmas spirit, Johnny. That whole deal, right? I started thinking about this, and it's like, hey, wait a second. Something else reminds me about this. Something else is very similar to this. Can you guess what it is? James, are you gonna talk about religion again? Yeah, that's right. You're right. Religion. Doesn't this seem pretty similar? You know, there's all these fantastic stories that are pretty unbelievable, really, if you think about it. You know, just like Christmas. He can fly within a sleigh and eight reindeer. Really? How's that happening? He can really go to every fucking single house. He lands on the houses, goes down every chimney, has time and the fucking gut to eat and drink cookies and milk in every fucking house. What about the houses with no chimneys? What about that? Now the point is, he can do this whole fucking fantastic story, you know? And all this magic and shit. And yet, it's very fucking similar and parallel to religion. I mean, maybe religion was first, of course, but it's pretty much the same to me. I mean, and what was Christmas invented for? Now, I'm not talking like, you know, Jesus' birthday, the whole thing. I'm talking about the Christmas fucking Santa Claus on that. Isn't it a part of it to control kids? You know, the elf on the shelf, the whole fucking deal. Hey, you better be good or you're not going to get any toys from Santa Claus, Johnny. You got to believe in the Christmas spirit, Johnny. Doesn't it kind of make sense that the same thing for adults? If you can look, I don't know, in my head, this was like a breakthrough. It's like, wow, if you can think about Christmas and know that it's bullshit for kids, don't you think, I'm not some downer saying there's no God, but I'm saying, think about it. Have an open mind. Doesn't it seem very parallel? There's this guy, does all these amazing things, and if you don't believe in him, bad things will happen. You're not going to get that, not cold, but you go to fucking hell. But how can God be watching everybody all at the same time, everyone in the whole world? Well, you got to have faith, Johnny. It's all about faith, Johnny. Any question you have, Johnny, that I cannot answer, I'm just going to say it's because you got to have faith. I don't know. In my opinion, it's the same deal. Pretty similar to me. Also, try to control kids and raise money. Increase those profits. Get back in the black. Black Friday's all about back in the black. Profits. So yeah, religion. Control of the adults. Profits. James, you're bumming out my Christmas spirit, man. I'm not trying to. I'm just talking shit. Take it for what it is. Tell me to go fuck myself. Just a thought. Not pushing any of my beliefs onto you. Anyway. Can I shit on Christmas a little bit more for all you believers? Christmas believers, I mean. Everybody mentioned this before, but I think it's worth bringing up again because it's Christmas time. Well, not anymore, but you know what I'm saying. I still can't get over the whole tree thing. Isn't it? It's just funny to me. You bring this tree in from outside, which is already unnatural. Bring a fucking tree into your house. But you put it in the middle of your fucking living room where everybody congregates. You dress it up in the finest materials and sparkly, shiny fucking things. It's supposed to represent, riches. What do you call that? Gold and silver and all that stuff. You make it beautiful. Put, lights on it, sparkling, it's shining. Sort of godlike, you know what I'm saying? With the star at the top, shining bright. It becomes a false idol. But James, we're not worshiping the tree. It's just for Christmas. Yeah, but you're, yeah. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree. Does anyone know the rest of that song? Yeah, you sing like hymns to the tree, like it's a god. You present offerings under the tree with the gifts. I know it's not really for the tree, but it's like, you're heathens, all of you. You fucking heathens. Actually, you know what? To be honest, if there is really a God, because no one really knows for sure, but if there really is a God and you got to go and be judged up before him, I'm curious to see if he would say that.
Well, you did have that false idol every year, You sang to it. You presented gifts to it. What was that shit about? You heathen.
Anyways. Okay, I'm done. I'm done shitting on Christmas for you guys. But you know what other season it was recently? It was another beautiful time of year. It was flu season. That's right, flu season. A couple weeks ago, I was looking at posts on Facebook saying, oh my God, I'm sick. This is fucked up. What a horrible time to be sick during the Christmas season. Yeah, a lot of posts about that. People even sick during New Year's. People posting about that, the first thing I thought was, God damn, good thing we're not sick. If there's anything you can complain about, it's about being sick. Everything else is pretty much whatever. But if you're sick, that's bullshit. So I was like, great, good thing we're not sick. None of my family is sick. Me, my wife, and my two kids, we're all good. Here I come up with my little mini vacation. I'm going to be getting 5 days off of work. It's going to be great. And already I was invited to Nature Boy's house on the 22nd for a deep-fried turkey / drink fest. I was excited. Like, this is awesome. Starting out the, I had Friday off. So Saturday, I'm going to, this party. It's going to be cool. Drop the kids off with the grandparents. So the 21st, the night before, we go to Chino Hills where they live. Oh, pinky up, hashtag. And, that's a good drive. 20 miles or so. So we go to the kids. We're hanging out. Natalie's mom made tamales. We're fucking awesome. So we're eating, just hanging out. And that's our mistake. We hung out too long because my kid came down with a fever. My little girl. She started saying, I don't feel good. They took her temperature. It was like 101. And the mom's like, guess who you're taking back home tonight? It's like, fuck. I spoke too soon. So my little girl got sick. The next day, I, you know, had to call Nature Boy. Dude, she's sick, man. I'm fucked. Can't go. We're stuck home. Ah, it's okay, man. Nah, don't worry about it. And so I told him, like, you know, I feel bad. I wanted to see you. Wanted to, you know, Natalie, we haven't seen your new place in Long Beach. He's a Long Beach asshole now. And so he's like, hey, let's get together during the week. I'm like, fuck it, yeah, for sure. When? Thursday. Great. He's like, call Eddie Gears, because he's also in Long Beach. And, you know, we'll come over. You guys, you and your wife, Eddie Gears, we'll hang out at my place. We'll drink. We'll have a good time. Like, fuck yeah, dude. I'm in. She should be good by then. So, yeah. I go back to work for, you know, after the Christmases. I go back to work Wednesday and Thursday. Then I'm off for 5 more days. Love this company I work for. So, Thursday night or Thursday, you know, afternoon, I get home from work. I'm excited. All right. Shower. You know, maybe take a little nap and then go to Nature Boy's house and have some potty. I come home from work. My wife's like, Jacob woke up sick. He's not doing too good. I'm like, fucking A. What are the odds of this? I missed out again, Nature Boy. Basically, what I'm telling you is 5 days off, 2 days back on, 5 days off. I couldn't do shit the whole time. We just went to, like, you know, family house for Christmas, but. Yeah, that's all I did. You believe that? One night I did go help my mom make tamales. That was all right, but I'm talking about party-wise. Didn't get to go party with the boys. My wings were clipped. So anyways, I never got it. I never did. As soon as anyone gets sick in the family, I start automatically pumping myself full of multivitamins and this stuff called echinacea, you know, like that, and also zinc. I just start pumping the shit, you know, fuck all that airborne nonsense. I start pumping that shit into my body. Never got it. I mean, I felt a little bit of the side effect, but that's when I said, like, uh-oh, I better start pumping the shit into me. Never got it. Never fell down to it, but Natalie got it. She waited a little too long to take those vitamins. That shit fucking helps. Another thing to take away from the show today. If you start just barely feeling maybe like you are getting sick, start pumping your shit full of multivitamins. Well, you know, one per day. But that echinacea shit, you can take like, what, 4 times a day? Zinc. Start doing it. Pump it. Pump it, baby. So, yeah, that worked. But anyways, I was talking to Eddie Gears on Thursday. I'm like, and he called me up. I was taking my little nap. And so I woke up, I had a missed call. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, what's up with tonight? What time? I was like, you know what? Tell him the whole story. It's like, yeah, dude. I'm all, fuck, man. My kids got sick. I couldn't do shit the first 5 days. Now this 5 days, I'm not going to do anything now. Like, da-da-da-da. And I started telling him, oh, you know what? I'm sorry, dude. It sounds like, in my head, I sound like I'm being a little bitch. And he tells me, no, dude. You're just realizing what you're projecting towards me. What an asshole. You know, most guys are like, oh, yeah, man, I get it. That's fucked up, bro. But no, this guy. Yeah, you're just realizing the projection you're portraying towards me in this phone call. And now that you're realized that, you can finally assess it. Shut up, dickhead. I want to tell you something about Mr. Eddie Gears. He always makes me feel like I'm a little bitch. All the time. I'm not fucking with you. Not about everything, but like every time I see him, like at least one thing we talk about. He'll always make it seem like it's not that big of a deal. Like, dude, what are you bitching for? It's no big deal. Like, I'll just say something like, yeah, da-da-da-da. Can you believe that? Well, I don't really think it's, you know, that big of a deal. Like, really? It's like, oh, I guess it's not a big deal. And I feel like an idiot. I guess you're right. Oh, man. Fucking Eddie Gears. I think most of the time I'm just trying to have a conversation and just, you know, be my normal complaining self. And it's always like and a lot of times he'll shut me down. Dude, like, really? This is really bothering you? You're really going out of your way to get bothered by that? Every time. And I always laugh and go like, you motherfucker. But I gotta tell you something about Eddie Gears. One more thing. He always makes me... Well, first of all, in school, I've known him since kindergarten, around there sometime. Second grade, some shit, I don't know. But, you know, I grew up with the guy. But in school, he always seemed like a cool dude for some reason. Like, he was always cooler than me, which is probably the case. But he always seemed like a cooler older brother type dude. And for some reason, I always, like, seeked his approval. I still do. I seek his approval. Is that weird? Do you have people like that in your life? It's like kind of like unexplainable. Like, what the fuck do you care this guy really thinks? Yeah, he's your buddy, but like, I don't feel that way about other people, other friends. It's just weird about him. I don't know why. There's no significant thing that's happened, I don't think. Why? Why is that? Maybe because he's like that cool older brother type dude. Like, I want him to be, I want to fit in. I want him to like me. I was thinking about that. Like, it just really occurred to me, like, the other day. Like, holy fuck. I always tried to somehow seek this guy's approval. Not that it's a bad thing. It's just kind of weird in my head. I don't know. Am I alone on that, too? Am I just a weirdo? Have I shown some weakness right now? Maybe. Maybe he did something to me psychologically that I'm just falling for him somehow. Not in that way, sillies. Maybe I'm, I don't know. What'd you do, Eddie Gears, you motherfucker? Anyways, I love that dude anyway. But speaking of school, man, I'm talking a whole lot. I gotta take another drink. Hold on, please. Speaking of school, I mentioned that with Eddie Gears. I think I mentioned it before on the show, but maybe not into too much detail. There was a time that I really wanted to become a teacher. I was all about it. I thought that wasn't the path I was going to go on. And it actually happened in high school because I had a teacher named Mr. Webster. Shout out to Mr. Webster. The guy, in my opinion, was the greatest teacher I ever had. I mean, seriously, before him and after him, I never had anyone that compared to this guy. He was a great fucking teacher. And you know, it's funny because I've had other people that I know that, like, you know, they had him in high school. And before I even talked to them about him, I was like, oh, yeah, I had Webster, you know. That guy was fucking horrible. I was like, what? There's no fucking way. I'll tell you why he was great, in my opinion. Because he had this unique style and this unique approach to teaching that I've never seen anyone do before or after him. And I fully appreciated the fuck out of it. Because he did... he tried to connect with every fucking student in the class and make them understand. And he tried to do it in the best way possible for teenage kids to understand something, maybe some kind of complex issue that happened in the past. Maybe some kind of complex idea. Because, I mean, this is a lot of this history is pretty heavy shit for a teenage fucking, you know, sex-crazed lunatic like we all were. Like, oh, I just want to jerk off and look at hot girls and blah, blah, blah. So, not saying that we're all like that. I'm just saying it's hard to convey these complex ideas to a young teenager who doesn't have too much life experience. And, you know, it's trying to do their best it could. But he pretty much broke it down into ways that you can totally relate to what he was trying to teach. And to fully understand the message he was trying to get across. And it was so fucking effective, in my opinion. You know, the example I think I've used before is the time where he started the class and he was very serious. And he told everyone, you know, he had this mean look on his face too. He's like, all right, today during lunch, somebody tagged on the, you know, the football, how's that, commentator's box, what the fuck it's called? Someone had graffiti all over that. He's like, so who did it? And everyone's looking around like, what the fuck? And, you know, no one's saying shit. Everyone's looking around. Everyone's looks puzzled, a little scared, like, what? And he goes, so no one's going to cop to it? And then one girl's like, what do you mean? Like, and he goes, no. Did you do it? She goes, no. He's like, all right, well, no one here did it. No one fucking said anything. All right, so Here's what's going to happen. Since none of you guys are saying anything, you guys are all going to have detention today after school. And this and that. And then once he's like not even done, this really smart girl, little Asian girl, she raises her hand. Mr. Webster, I'm sorry, but how is that fair? How can you prove that anyone in this classroom did it? And it even could be anyone in the whole school. How can you say that someone here? How can we be punished for all that? You know? How can we be held responsible? And he said, exactly. That's the point. And that is exactly what I'm trying to show you, having to do with, I forgot fucking what the whole thing was. I'm horrible at this, but I think it might have been like totalitarian government or some shit. But there's something like where, you know, all the people had no say, or there's no voice, there's no individual. It's like always like, oh, you guys are all fucked then. See, I'm a bad student because I don't remember what the fuck it was. But all I'm telling you is that's what he did all the time. Every class, the guy would have some kind of scenario he'd make up, some kind of story he would tell, and make it, you know, you'd go sideways for a while, like, where the fuck is this going? Where's it going? Where's it going? Then he'd loop back around, boom. Then you would fucking get it. Like, oh, that's what he's doing. That's what he means. And you would completely understand what the guy was trying to tell you. So fucking awesome. So every day I go in that class, a little excited, like, all right, how's he going to do it today? It was fucking cool. The guy would be up there. I mean, this is why I want to be a teacher, because of him. He'd be up there, he had a great sense of humor, joking, laughing. And I was like, this is a fucking great job. I could be up there teaching these kids, but at the same time, you know, joke like in a humorous way. Not all the time, but you know, joking, telling stories. What a great fucking job that is. But I didn't want to do it, of course, obviously, because, you know, but the point is, I was looking at all the positive aspect of this whole thing. I wasn't thinking about all the bad shit. I mean, the only bad shit I was thinking about was like, oh, people like I would do sometimes, like the class clowns fucking around, interrupting, cracking jokes. But I didn't think of the bad stuff until I saw this movie called Detachment recently, starring Adrian Brody. Bunch of other people are in it, but it's on Netflix instant. What is it, instant watch, instant viewing? I don't know. Instant Netflix fucking thing. You know, it's a pretty wild movie. I know it's not probably all realistic, but I'm sure they, you know, hype it up for a movie, but the movie purposes. But I got to tell you, this fucking movie shows you a lot of the bad shit about being a teacher. And, I got to tell you, it's given me a whole new respect and appreciation for teachers completely. Just looking at this, watching this fucking movie. I asked some of my teacher friends and family to check it out, and, you know, they dug it. Also thought it was depressing. But, yeah, it's a high school teacher point of view, and just how they get shit on by their students, how they get shit on by their students' parents, and even shit on by their fellow faculty members. It's fucking crazy. I mean, what's his name? Daniel. He talked about that. He was on the show a while back. He's a teacher. He talked about some crazy shit, but with his you know, fellow faculty members. But this movie, just, it's in a bad high school. So just to see what they go through, like, holy fuck. Like I said, I know a lot of it's probably made up or exaggerated, but I'm sure it's pretty close to some jobs. I don't know. Just being a teacher is a fucking hard job. You can't shut it off. You got to go home and, you know, do paper, you know, grade papers and all that shit. Come up with a fucking outline for the next day's work. I don't know. I'm just talking to my ass now. But my whole point is, you don't just clock out at 3 o'clock or 3:30 and you go home. Fucking, oh, that's, what do you want to do now? It's, this shit keeps going. It's got to be a passion of yours. So yeah, a whole new respect for teachers. The reason I bring all this shit up, there's always a reason, it's coming right back around, is before I saw this movie, before all this shit, we picked up my kid on the last day of school before her Christmas vacation. And I'm standing there, and you got to wait my daughter's school because they're all kindergartners, and they have to wait at the gate that they open with a fucking lock. And then you got to stand there, and they got to dismiss each kid one by one, based on if their parent or guardian is present. So once they see the kid's father, like, all right, there you go, go for it. okay, bye, see you later. Which is good, right? You don't want your kid being just, oh, okay, just door open, they all run out. So, you know, we're standing there. And while we're standing there, this woman walks up and gives the teacher a Christmas present. And my wife goes, oh, shit, we didn't get her a present. I'm like, who gives a fuck? I was like, this is her fucking job. She's getting paid for this shit. Give her a fucking present. Are you kidding me? And she goes, oh, thank you very much. And then she looks at this other woman and she goes, oh, and thank you for your gift. It was so thoughtful. Oh, my God. You shouldn't have. Like, it was too much. But thank you. It's like, what the fuck did she give her? And so I start looking around. I'm like, wait a minute. Is this like a common thing? Are you supposed to give your kid's teacher a present? But at the time, like right away, I told her, like, ah, fuck that. What do you got money to be blowing on teacher's presents? I don't know. But after I saw this movie, I felt like a dickhead. Like, fucking A, dude. We should have got our goddamn present. At least something. These people they do go through a lot, you know. I don't know. Maybe, oh, shit, you know, I thought about it right now. Maybe you giving them a present is going to, like, you know, kind of grease their palm where they're going to treat your kid extra special. Like, you just tip them a little bit. Maybe because I didn't give her a present, she's going to fail my kid or something. I don't know. Is that the way the world works? Probably. All right, next up, speaking of movies, I saw a movie recently called Total Recall. It was kind of lousy, to be honest with you. The new Colin Farrell one. I got to tell you, I missed Arnold's one-liners. Like when his wife got killed. What the fuck was her name? Sharon Stone? When she got killed? Consider this a divorce. Consider this a divorce. Fucking dickhead. Only he does that shit in movies, huh? Someone hit me. You get hit by a train. Hit the train to catch. Stick someone up on a wall with a hook. Hang around. Dickhead. Ice to see you. All that shit. Fucking Arnold. Only he can pull that off though, right? Anyways, yeah. Colin Farrell. I like the dude, but I don't know if I cared for him in this one. Anyways, I'll just break it down real quick. What I did like about it, and there's a point for me bringing up Total Recall. Okay, I'm not just giving my fucking movie review, right? There's a point. It's coming back around. Give me some time. I do love seeing, one thing I want to tell you about sci-fi movies. I love seeing the fucking technology they have in these movies. The technology that really isn't around yet. Like I said, and, I said before that Mission Impossible? I think it was. MI4 or some fucking Ghost Protocol? I don't know what it was. But there was this like hologram or this screen they had in the hallway. And there was like a hologram type deal, like an image on the screen where they were coming towards the security guard down the hallway, but the image kept making it seem like the hallway was the same. Does that make any sense to you? They were like walking forward with the screen, and the screen kept changing like instantly where it would look like the hallway is normal. Nothing's happening. I'm confusing myself. And I love seeing that shit in sci-fi movies. Just this crazy technology that is not really around right now. But it's like, holy fuck, that's awesome. You know what? I bet a lot of times movies inspire real shit to happen. Like in that movie, Minority Report, when he was playing with that fucking screen with his fingers, moving shit around, like a touchscreen without even touching it. Did that happen before touchscreens came out? I'm not really even sure. I must sound like a dickhead right now. Might have been fucking... touchscreen might have come out way before that. But I just remember seeing that and being like, holy fuck, that's awesome. And then... it seemed like not too long later, touchscreens came out. Anyway, I love seeing that in sci-fi movies. And Kate Beckinsale. Oh, my God. She's one fucking hot piece of ass, dude. She looked hot as shit in this movie. She's looking a little bit older. I think she's like, you know, almost 40 maybe, or maybe she's 40, 39. She's 39. I looked it up. She's hot, dude. She looks fucking good. But here's my point. Natalie did something during this movie that's something similar that Super Dick did to me. What I mean by Super Dick is Super Dick did something to The Dark Knight Rises. He fucking ruined it for me. After we had him on the show and we all talked about the movie, all the points he was bringing up made me not like that movie as much. And then I watched it. I bought it on my Blu-ray. Watched it at home. And I was like, fucking A, dude. He fucked this movie up for me. I can't appreciate it as much as I did in the theater the first two times I saw it in the theater. I liked it. I liked it a lot. I mean, hell, enough to see it twice in the theater. But now that I watch it at home, I'm like, I don't know, man. Fuck you, Super Dick. Anyways, here's what Natalie did to me. The same way Super Dick did it to me. Something that I really appreciated, he shit all over it and made me not appreciate it as much anymore. She did the same thing for Jessica Biel. That's right. The other chick in that movie. The Total Recall movie. Yeah, she fucking ruined Jessica Biel for me. I used to think she was pretty fucking hot. And I think you would agree that she has got a great fucking body. But my wife ruined her face for me. Like, not like she ruined her face, but she ruined the idea of her for me. Because, you know, like, she would be like, you think she's good looking? She's got a fucking horse face. And I'd be like, what are you talking about? She's fucking hot. Yeah, I feel like horse faces. So every time we see her in a movie, my wife's always like, horse face. And so now she's got this shit in my head. Every time I see this broad, I think of a fucking horse face. To be honest, her face is a little weird. She's got some weird thing with her mouth. She's got a big mouth and like these big ass teeth. God damn, dude, she ruined this chick for me. I can't appreciate her now anymore like I used to. Maybe I should make up a new word or a new phrase. Like you know that you jumped the shark, how you ruined, like a TV show got ruined? Maybe it should be called, like, it's super dignified or something. You've been super dicked. Yeah, you've been super dicked. That means that you once liked something, but someone else ruined it for you somehow. Oh, yeah? You got super dicked? Yep, so did I. Oh, yeah? What'd you get super dicked with? Well, two things. Dark Knight Rises and Jessica Biel. Oh, no shit. Nah, Jessica Biel. So, you've been super dicked. Speaking of dick. I've been wanting to get snipped for a long time. I do. I want to get fixed. But I can't go. I can't seem to go through with it. I don't want anything near my balls. I don't want anything cutting me. You know, any sharp objects near my dick or my balls. But I do want to get snipped. But I also thought about it. Like, do I want to not be able to blow loads anymore? Isn't that part of being a man? To blow like a ferocious load somewhere? Could be anywhere. Could be maybe in a sink. Inside joke for listeners. But, blowing a load on your girl's stomach or her chest. Oh, I heard that's better. Blowing a load on some breast, some naked breast. That's a good one. Imagine having that power stripped away, though. I don't know. If you get bisectomy, do you have any loads anymore? Is it like just pre-cummy stuff? Like, you know what pre-cum is, right? Isn't that the fluid that takes the semen, transports it? It's like the Navy. It's like your body's Navy. It transports your boys to go fight. It transports the Marines. Oorah. So I don't think there really is pre-cum. I think it's just your shit getting lubed up, ready to transport. I think that whole pre-cum is a fucking myth. Oh, I got pregnant from pre-cum. No. No, you didn't. Pre-cum. I don't buy that shit. Anyway, so if you get snipped, do you still blow pre-cum or you blow nothing? Is it like you get the good feelings and just nothing happens? I would imagine something has to happen, right? I don't know. But yeah, do I want to? That's another thing that I've been debating with. Like, do I really care enough? Would you care? Do you want to? I want to blow loads. I think I do. It's annoying at times, like, you know, the whole baby thing, but there's something powerful about it. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Why doesn't your wife take birth control, James? Because I'll tell you why, asshole. Don't judge her. It messes with her body's biology. Makes her all fucked up. I don't know what it does. Throws her all off. Makes her all weird. Don't ask for details because I don't remember what she told me because I asked her a long time ago. We tried it for a few months and it just fucked her up. Anyway, so I think that's out. I'm not taking that. And, you know, I was thinking like, hey, what about pill for men? Can men take a pill? Can you imagine going to a bar? And, you know, seeing a bunch of dudes hanging out drinking, and then this guy pulls out one of those birth control, like, circular fucking container things. Oh, I'm going to take my pill. I wouldn't be able to. I think I would lose track. Like, oh, fuck, my pill. I forgot to take my pill today. I think guys would be bad about that. Maybe. But it would be funny to see a dude take out one of those, I don't even know what to call them. Those pill containers, those round ones. I don't know. Why does it always go back to dick with me? I really want to get this thing done. I want to get it done with. I want to get fixed. But I'm telling you, man, I got to run for president. The penis valve will be alive and well if I'm president. We got to do that until that day. You know what I thought about? Maybe just even like sticking my dick. Okay, you know that microwave? The microwave has like this protective like thing on the front of it. Like the glass has this protective shit so the microwaves don't bounce out of the machine. And maybe I should like remove that. Just put my balls right in front of the microwave and just, you know, maybe heat up a pot pie and fry my nuts at the same time. Make me sterile. Or maybe it won't make me sterile. Maybe I'll think I'm sterile and then blow a load of my wife. And then here we come with a superhero baby or something, a radioactive kid. Could happen. Maybe I should do it then for that reason alone. I'll make a superhero. Homemade. No spiders and all that shit. You know, hey, how did he become what he is? Well, I put my balls in the microwave. You got to have faith, Johnny. Anyway, enough of that shit. Speaking of that, real quick, one more thing. Sorry. I overheard this guy talking about his wife's gynecologist saying that it was his woman sees a man. I was like, what the fuck is this? Can you imagine your wife being seen by a dude? I thought about this for a while. You don't want anyone, you don't want any guy touching your woman, right? And besides that, I don't even know why a girl would want to see a guy. I mean, if I go to the doctor, I don't want to see a woman. It's just too weird. I want a dude touching my balls. It feels natural. Nah, it's just, it feels more like a doctor atmosphere. You know, if a guy's touching you, it's like weird and you want to get over with. And it's like, you know, it seems very professional. If there's a girl there, then it becomes, you know, uh-oh. And then especially if he's attractive, it's just, yeah, it gets weird in my opinion. It doesn't seem like it's very doctorish. Now it seems like, oh, this girl's touching me. Which isn't a bad thing, but just a little uncomfortable, a little awkward. I don't know. Because then you feel like, oh, it's too cold in this room and my balls are all small. I'm like, I can't impress her. Yeah, so I wouldn't want a dude. You know what? To be honest, I don't even know what I'm talking. Why am I even saying anything? Because my wife had a male gyno, what the fuck you call him, when she had her babies. They were dudes. It seems like the guys are the better baby deliverers, I think. I think they are. You don't want no broad delivering your baby, right? You want a fucking man doing it. Yeah, so I'd see this dude. He was her gyno, the first baby. You know what? He was actually the guy that delivered me. Believe it or not, he delivered me, and he delivered my first kid. Dr. Bhupathy, little Indian man. So yeah, I seen Dr. Bhupathy playing around with my wife's Bhupathy. It's weird, because I'd go with her to every appointment, and I'd sit there, and you know, the dude would check her out. They put those gloves on, put the fucking lube on. I'm not kidding. Put the lube on their fingers, go right in there, feel around. It's a very unsettling. I can never be one of those guys that watches like their wife get fucked. Like one of those guys, I just want to watch. I'll sit in the corner and watch, baby. I don't get those guys. You want to watch someone fuck your wife? Okay, that sounds great. Yeah, so I'd see this dude. I'd be sitting in the chair because, you know, I go to every appointment. I wanted to be there every appointment, and the guy would just go into town on her, especially when he gets that dildo shaped fucking ultrasound scanning thingy. Puts a condom over it. That's right. They put a condom over it. They don't want the they don't want old junk or old junk juice on there. Put a condom on again with the lube. Yeah, they shove it right in. And you're sitting there watching this whole thing, like, God damn it. I know this is like, you know, necessary because it's a doctor, but it's just weird seeing a guy fucking bang your wife in front of you. Anyway, so if she's not having the baby, that's a different story. Why would you have a guy? You know what I mean? This guy's looking at your wife's vagina. No, thank you. My wife, if it's not a baby involved, then she has a thing about only seeing women, which I'm okay with. I like that about her. I just didn't like the part that she got mishandled in front of me. All right, I'm going to close this thing out before the end of the show with... you guys got to watch this thing I just stumbled upon called... Well, I'm going to tell you, it's the real life Itchy and Scratchy. Remember that shit from The Simpsons? They fight and fight and fight and fight and fight. Fight and fight, 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 fight. Yeah, it's a real life Itchy and Scratchy show. It's cute little characters. Cute little cuddly animals. Little woodland creatures. And they get fucking beheaded and disemboweled. And they get decapitated. Ah, that's beheaded. Same thing. And, you know, they get chopped up in little bits. They get shredded. They get their skin ripped off. It's the whole deal. They get their brains pulled out and splattered. They get blown up. Everything happens to these fucking characters. It's really wild to see it. Like, you know, Itchy and Scratchy's on The Simpsons, so it's like, oh, that's funny. But to actually see it, and the characters are way more cute than those ones are. And so the reason I found out about this is because my daughter clicked on it from Netflix. She's like, oh, look at this. So she clicks. Actually, I wasn't even there. It was her and my wife. And I was in the studio working on some shit. I walk out and I hear them laughing their asses off. And I walk over. I'm like, oh, what is this? And I see like cute little animals. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And they go, you. And she goes, Daddy, you have to see this. It's so funny. And I was like, all right, I'm expecting something cute. She rewinds it. And it's like a super squirrel. Something about trying to save a snowball going down a hill. And it breaks through this house and like destroys, like it cuts these animals' heads off and they get splattered. And I was like, what the fuck are you watching? You know, it was funny. We watched like a couple shows and I go, hey, and actually that same show, I told my wife, hey, she should be watching this. My alarm went off. She goes, oh, it's fine. And I was like, oh, in the second show that came on, I was like, all right, for sure. She's not watching this shit no more. It's not for kids. But yeah, look on Netflix Instant. It's called Happy Tree Friends, and it's fucking awesome. It's awesome. Cute little furry animals getting destroyed, mutilated. You'll appreciate the fuck out of it. All right, let's close this bitch out now. I think it's been long enough. I've been rambling on and on and on. And now it's time for... I fancy that. It's beautiful. Beautiful. It's wonderful. Wonderful. It's... I fancy that. Fancy. All right, this fancy, this one's very important to me because, man, it was much needed at the moment. I was at work in a neighborhood, and I had this little bit of a stomach ache, to be honest with you, from the morning. Just a little tiny bit, something like, you know, one of those ones like, eh, it'll go away. It's not a big deal. Which it did. But a while later, I just felt like, you know, maybe a little weirdness. I was like, all right, I hope I'm still cool. And then suddenly, the fear took over. You know what the fear is? The fear is, the fear you might shit your pants. So yeah, the fear hit. And I'm not kidding you, like, it was like a light switch. Like, uh-oh, you gotta go now, motherfucker. You better get to a bathroom immediately. And here's what I fancy. I fancy that I don't know where the fuck I was. Well, I knew where I was, but... I'm in, I'm all over the place. I'm in Cerritos, I'm in Lakewood, I'm in Bell Gardens. I'm in Hell's Garden! I'm in Bell Gardens, I'm in Artesia, I'm in Downey. I'm in, where else am I at? Cerritos, did I say Cerritos already? All those fucking areas. So I'm in this area. I'm like, ah, I don't really even know where I am, to be honest. So as I'm like clenching my asshole together and walking very briskly to my car, I've got my smartphone out and I have this, I already have an app because of that job, because I'm out there in the streets. I have an app for restaurants. So I can look in a plug-in for a restaurant no matter where I am, and it'll tell me what's nearby. You know, got to have lunch and all that shit. So I'm walking to my car pretty briskly, and I'm inputting this, you know, what's around here. I put what's search nearby, and I click on it, and it says there's something 0.53 miles away. Now, fuck yeah. I would have been driving around like an idiot looking for something, not knowing if I would have found it or not, probably, dude, would have shit myself. But I was able to find this restaurant. It's a burger joint. It was open. It was early. It was one of those burger joints that have breakfast also, like one of those like Greek-y type places. So I walk in. You know what? You don't want to be that guy that's like rushing to the bathroom. So, you know, I walk in casually, look up at the menu, like, okay. And then slowly walk in. And thank God, this is also another thing I fancy. This is a double fancy, a double whammy. So first of all, I fancy the shit out of this GPS apps that will get you to anywhere nearby. It'll find anything for you. How the fuck do we live without this stuff? I fancy the shit out of that. And also what I fancy is when you get to that place that you're trying to get to, a bathroom that you need desperately to get to, and the bathroom is a private single bathroom. You can lock the door and you have total privacy. God damn it, was it beautiful. I walk in, put my ass gasket down, sit there on my porcelain throne, and I threw up out of my ass for a while. But yeah, what can I say about that? What more can I say? I fancy the fuck out of the GPS apps that get you to anywhere you want nearby, and I fancy the shit out of, no pun intended, private bathrooms like that. Look at that. And I fancy that. And now it's time for the dark side of life. It's time for the first fuck you of 2013. It's time for the fuck you moment. And here we go. Fuck you! Now, Christmas just around the corner, just past us. Around the corner, does that mean the future or behind us? I don't know. Christmas just left us behind the corner. I don't know. I got my kids some gifts, you know? Walked around the toy store. Didn't know what the fuck I was getting. Had to get some toys, you know? As a kid, I never wanted to open clothes. I knew everybody else would get them clothes, so I had to get them toys. So I'm walking around. I'm like, what can I get these fucking kids? And I stumble upon, like, the game section. So I look up, and I see the game Operation. I'm like, oh, I had that game as a kid. I used to like it. It was fun. You know the game, right? Where you got the dude's laying down, or it's like a cartoon dude, and there's, like, cutouts of, you know, his ribs, and you got to pull out a rib bone, all that shit. His funny bone. There's a frog in his throat, all that nonsense. And if you touch the metal edge, he goes, and his nose lights up. You know the game. If you're, you know, around, yeah, you should know the game. So I'm like, yeah, fuck it. That's the one. I'm going to get that one for her because she'll dig that shit. So I get it. She opens it. I open the box. And this fucking game is made so cheaply, dude. It's not like anything how it used to be when I had it as a kid. It's like flimsy ass plastic and like the, you know, this like tiny thin ass cardboard that the guy's on, he's drawn on. It's like, what the fuck is this? You know, and it's not a very cheap game. It's not like a cheap as shit. You know, it's not expensive, but it's not cheap. And it's like, come on, dude. So what I want to say is, fuck you to these companies that just make these products with the... And I get it. I know. But I'm not talking about as the guy that owns... stock in the company trying to make some bones off of this shit. I'm talking about the consumer. You know, you goddamn assholes, you fuck us over all the time. These cheap ass products. When I was a kid, that thing was made pretty solidly. But you know what? Even when our parents were kids, their shit was made fucking even more solid. These Tonka trunks made of pure steel. Fucking cut your neck on them. Yeah. Like the old saying, they don't make them like they used to. That's right. And I get it with cars. Because cars were made of pure fucking steel. But yeah, if you get in car accidents, you would take the full force of all the trauma. Your body would take the force of the accident because you keep flying. Because the car would not go anywhere. The car would be stiff as fuck. So they had to make the, you know, that, what do you call it? That buckling, what do you call that? Impact buckling sensing bullshit. I don't know. It absorbs all the impact, so that's why your car crumples to shit whenever you get in a tiny fender bender. Because your car absorbs the impact when you don't. That's fine, I get it. Make the cars cheaper materials, okay. But not these other things, man. Like these games, come on. Give us a break. Come on. I mean, there's this one, okay. I'm sorry, I keep rambling on about this shit, but hey, it's my fuck you, so. I had these window shades in my an 04 Civic. And I loved them. They were great. That's the car I used to go to Macy's in, and it had tinted windows, and we used to drink in there. Window shades were a big help. They blocked out all the sun. It was great. Great window shades, right? So I get this other Civic. Then I got an SI. Oh, fancy. I got my SI in 07. And so I think my window shades, 3 years were beat up by the sun a little bit. And I just got some new ones. Same product, same brand. You know what? Take it back. I had an 01 Civic. No, I had a 99, sorry. 99 Civic. Then I got an 04. Then I got my 07. So I had them since 99. I was thinking about that. 3 years, that's it? No, that was way more than that. So I had that shit. And they were, by that point, they had a couple of tears in them from being put in and put out and the sun and all that shit. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I love these. I'm going to go get some more. I bought the same brand, same size, same shit. The Civics don't really change much in the size. And they are cheap as fuck. They're thin as hell. They feel all flimsy and bullshit. It's the going fucking standard these days, right? Everything's getting made shittier and shittier. So that's pretty much all I want to say is, you know what? All these products getting made shittier and shittier, and the price is probably going up. Fuck you.
Fuck you!
All right, I got one more thing to say. I know I've been going on too long, but I think it's kind of important. I want to say a special fuck you. You know what? This is even more than a fuck you. It's a go fuck yourself. This one goes to these people that post on Facebook. If you're not on Facebook, like I know some of you aren't, Eddie Gears, I'm looking at you. There's these like meme style. You know what memes are? You post a picture and write like a funny caption based on the picture. It's usually like a guy making a weird looking face, and it's like, oh, the danger hour is this Saturday. What? That kind of shit. So people do is they do other stuff, but not trying to be funny. They posted pictures of these Sandy Hook victims. Or not really the victims, but I guess emotionally victims, not the people that were killed, but people that are like horrified and crying. And it's like a meme style, but it says something like, if you don't click like, then you don't care about what happened. Shit like that. Fuck you. Go fuck yourself, dude. They're taken away from this tragic event by putting this bullshit up. Like, oh, because you don't click like, you don't fucking care. Go fuck yourself, dude. All you want, it's all about you. All you want is more likes on your fucking page. Or how many likes can you get for this picture? Fucking belittling. It's bullshit, dude. It really pisses me off. It really fucking pisses me off. Me and Lito, we did the last show last year. At the end, we had a year in review. At the end, I added all the events that happened in the year, the notable events, and we talked about the Sandy Hook. I didn't want to call it massacre because it sounds like you're Hollywooding the shit up. The Sandy Hook tragedy. We talked about that. In depth, in detail. And I decided to take it out of the show because, first of all, it's a real fucking downer. But most of all, this show's about being goofy and having fun. Talking shit. And, for us to do a fuck, marry, kill segment, and I fancy that, to do that in a fuck you moment. And to include something about the Sandy Hook tragedy, it didn't seem appropriate to me. It just didn't seem appropriate at all. So I took all that shit out of the show. That show was way longer, by the way, but I shortened the fuck out of it because I took a lot of stuff out. So if you guys are listeners and have wondered, like, why did they talk about it? It's out of respect. Would you talk about it now, James? Yeah, not really. I'm not gonna comment on any of it, but all I'm going to say is fuck you to those people that that do that, she posts those stupid fucking pictures. Because what happened is a goddamn horrific, horrific tragedy. And, you know, I'm not going to talk about it. Because who the fuck am I? Whatever. The point is, go fuck yourself to all those people that post shit like that. We don't need you to do that. Okay? We all know how terrible it is. We don't need your fucking asshole bullshit pictures up there with, like, if you care. You know? If you don't care, don't share this. Go fuck yourself. That shit really infuriates me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to bring the whole show down right now, but I don't know. I had to say something. I got the platform. I got my soapbox here. It bugs the fuck him. Please don't like those people's fucking pictures. It doesn't mean you don't care about the events, you know? Doesn't mean shit. It just means they get more likes on their goddamn page so they can go fuck themselves. That's it. All right. So once again, I'm sorry I brought it down. I'm sorry. But hey, thank you for listening. Thank you for, you know what? If you've been a listener from the beginning, from 2011, it's been that fucking long already. I'm surprising myself, to be honest with you. I appreciate you. If you've heard every show, that's a fucking... If you've heard every show, you've reached elite danger status, free drinks every time you go anywhere. That's awesome. But hey, if you're a new listener, welcome aboard. And there's some good shit you missed. Or you can go back and look at the catalog. But there's a whole lot of nonsense also. To be honest, this show is mostly a bunch of nonsense because it's so heavily involved with drinking that it's a lot of bullshit. And I get, you know, sometimes we get on our fucking high horse or sometimes we just spew at the mouth. Sometimes we just we drop the ball big time. But there are times where everything's working and the chemistry's there and it's awesome. So don't judge me on a one show alone, okay? Yeah, listen to one show, and if you say like, it's whatever, listen to some more. Maybe we'll win your heart. We grow on you like a fungus. That's right. That's my opinion on women. If I was around women, you know, you might not the greatest looking guy in the world, but if I hung around you long enough, I'd probably grow on you like a mold, like a fungus, where you'd fall for me eventually. That's what I'm going to say. All right. That's enough out of me. It's been a long show, solo show. But thank you for listening. That's it for the Danger Hour. And Happy New Year, 2013. There's plenty more to come from us. Maybe. And as always, stay dangerous, my friends.